The other big issue in the Affordable Care Act rollout is the question of actual enrollment. Who has made it through the reported gauntlet of tech issues and foul-ups to actually get insured?
As of this first period, 106,000 Americans have enrolled in qualified health plans through the marketplace, and 396,000 people have learned they may be eligible for Medicaid or CHIP.
That's Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius in a media teleconference call on Wednesday. But those are bad numbers. If this program is going to succeed in achieving the goals of affordable care for uninsured Americans, they're going to have to get bigger. Certainly the well-publicized tech problems for the federal government's website have contributed to this. States are having problems of their own. In Oregon, the website is being retooled. They're back to largely paper applications. Hawaii's site wasn't even up until mid-October. Similar stories in Maryland, Vermont, and Colorado. But there are some better numbers to be found in Washington State. We spoke with Michael Marchand, Director of Communications for the Washington Health Benefit Exchange. There, a forward-thinking design approach and a possibly tech-savvy consumer base has put enrollment, just in that state alone, north of 70,000.
Actually, our enrollment is up now to over 77,000, and we have over 9,200 enrollees in qualified health plans. So we're continuing to tick upward.
All right. Well, part of the frustration for people is not really understanding who's counting what, but it does seem like you're having some success in Washington State. What do you attribute it to? The savvy of consumers in Washington State who are used to websites actually working, or is it something that the state has done?
No, I think the big difference between what we've done and what some other places have done, including the federal government, is we wanted to build a consumer experience that really mimicked what people see when they do e-commerce shopping online. And so the big differential between us and the feds is the ability to anonymous browse. That means with a little information, including where you live, your income, your age, and really just moving forward with that, you're able to get online and see plans that might better fit your needs and budget than what you currently have, or if you have no insurance, before you actually have to start providing a lot of personal information to go shopping.
And that is in contrast to the federal website where you have to pretty much give them all the information to even begin the comparisons. And that's when you get the error messages and the unresolved kinds of discrepancies. So you get stuck very early on. In Washington State, you can really float around and lurk and make some decisions and then decide.
Right. It's imagine this, John. If you wanted to go into Barnes & Noble and look for a book, and they met you at the door and said, oh, you want to browse in here? That's great. Can I just have your name, address, phone number, email? And they asked you that all up front. You'd probably turn around and not go into the store. What we want people to do is go into the store, shop around, as you said, get familiar with products, begin to understand them, print stuff out if they need printed out, take it home, think about it. So when they go through the application process, it's much quicker because they're prepared to finish and complete it and enroll.
And your team is using a private sector model here in assembling this customer experience. What's it like interacting with the federal government?
We've had our fits and starts. Obviously, when the federal government gets a cold, we kind of get the flu. For instance, when the federal hub goes down for maintenance, we have to go down because we can't check eligibility. So we've had our moments. But that being said, I mean, when you think of the heavy lift they're trying to do for 36 states, not alone meet a database requirement for everyone else out there, it's been a pretty remarkable lift given the short flight path they've had.
All right. And that's, you know, that's the kind of spin we've been hearing. And I'm not prepared to argue it with you here. But in general, would you describe the experience in Washington State as an unqualified success or not a fiasco compared with some other places?
I think it's kind of like Kipling. You know, you got to see victory and defeat and treat both imposters the same. I think we're way early in this to, you know, say mission accomplished. I think we've got a good start. We're not without our own issues here. But, you know, I think we've done better than some other places. If you're just looking at numbers and performance, yes, I would say we've done better, at times than the federal government right now. But, I mean, there's success will be defined not in the first 6 days or weeks. It'll likely be defined in the first 6 months, years, and outgoing time where we actually see the system work.
Well, we'll be checking with you on all of that. Michael Marchand is Director of Communications for the Washington State Health Benefit Exchange. Thanks so much, Michael.
Great. Thank you, John.
So from the city of Dallas, Texas, in many ways you can be a part of our conversations. We're soliciting memories from you of the day of the Kennedy assassination and its aftermath, the funeral of JFK. We've been getting lots of great stories from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Also, give us your impressions of whether the president reassured Americans on his discussion about the Affordable Care Act. And you can go to thetakeaway.org and get all the information you need on how to contribute to the relief effort for the people of the Philippines.